Rochester Hills Public Library Fall 2024. Rochester Hills Public Library Fall 2024. Centennial Gala, celebrate with us in style. Local Author Fair, shop and read local. 10th Annual Battle of the Books. Calling all 5th graders. Cover photo, library staff circa 1924 present day. Postcard image from the collection of the Rochester Hills Public Library. A letter from the library director. A unique aspect of library work is that libraries stand the test of time. As champions of the written word, librarians have documented and archived important cultural works for centuries. And while the staying power of libraries has certainly been questioned amidst the technological revolution, as long as individuals are interested in lifelong learning, there will always be investments made in libraries. This year we've reflected on the moments and milestones that define our community. At the heart of our reflection lies the responsibility to preserve these memories for future generations to cherish and learn from. With this in mind, we are excited to announce our plans to create a time capsule that encapsulates the essence of Rochester Hills in 2024. The time capsule serves as a snapshot of our community's culture, achievements, and values at a specific moment in time. It allows us to connect with future generations and share the spirit of who we are today. I invite you to share your ideas on what we might include. Here are some suggestions to spark your imagination. Local artifacts, local newspapers, school memorabilia, or items from local businesses. Technology of today, gadgets or digital media that define our hobbies and home lives. Cultural highlights, playlists, movie recommendations, or books popular and significant in our community. Messages to the future, thoughts from community leaders and residents about the future of Rochester Hills. This time capsule will be a testament to our community's resilience, creativity, and spirit during this unique moment in history. We will reveal our time capsule's contents and bury it within a special new feature inside the library building during our centennial gala on October 12th. More on page 6. It will provide future generations a glimpse into our lives and experiences, fostering a connection between the past, present, and future of Rochester Hills. Let's leave a legacy for the next generation to discover. Julianne Morian. 100th Anniversary Raffle. The Friends of RHPL's 100th Anniversary Raffle is wrapping up, but there is still time to win. Tickets are $100 each and can be bought online at rhpl.org/friends-of-rhpl or in person at the Friends Library Store. The last $100 drawing is September 24th and the final grand prize drawing will be October 24th during the Friends annual meeting. Proceeds of the raffle will be split between the Friends, 60%, and the lucky winner, 40%. Minus the $600 early bird winnings. This is your last chance to support the Friends and win big. Winners do not need to be present for any of the drawings. Book Nook available all day, every day. Visit the Book Nook located in the west hallway next to the fish tank. Books are available every day from the self-serve, honor system shelves, including new fiction, non-fiction, and cookbooks all for $5 and under. Browse two shelves of $1 youth books and pick up a puzzle for less than $5. Shelves are restocked daily with incoming donations. Stop by the Book Nook to shop and support the Friends of RHPL. Giving Tuesday. December 3rd is Giving Tuesday, a global day of generosity that encourages people to do good deeds and make a difference. This year, consider making a donation to the Friends by visiting rhpl.org/friends-of-rhpl. Every donation supports the library by raising money for programs, services, and collections. Friends of Rochester Hills Public Library Fall Used Book Sale. Thursday, October 17th, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, October 18th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, October 19th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, October 20th, 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Bag Day, all you can fit in a standard grocery bag goes for $5. The shelves are full of gently used books and DVDs for adults, teens, and children. Pre-sale opportunities for Friends members will be Wednesday, October 16 from 5:30 to 8 p.m. New members sign UPS and renewals are available at the door. crhpl.org/friends-of-rhpl for details. All proceeds benefit the library. Save the date. Friends of RHPL Holiday Home Tour. Sunday, December 15, 12 to 5 p.m. Mark your calendars for our annual tour of festively decorated homes, shopping at the Holiday Boutique, and entry to the Model Train Exhibit. Contents. Outreach 6. Adult 8. Teen 12. Makerspace 13. Youth 14. RHPL Homecoming. Libraries are the most excellent example of what our communities are, places where we share a little bit of what we have to be able to have something amazing together. No two people in the library will agree on everything, but we know we want to have a place where we can come together to learn, grow, and make as a community. Matt G., Makerspace Specialist. The word homecoming generally conjures images of dances and football games and evokes feelings of school spirit and crisp air. But what does homecoming mean to Rochester Hills Public Library, an organization whose only affiliation with a sports team is a call number? 796.332 if you are curious. Our centennial has been a year-long consideration of the library and how it has changed, and in some cases, not changed, over the last century. But what exactly are we reflecting on? Statistics? Technology? Square footage? Sure, those things are exciting. Librarians love data, but overwhelmingly the focus for patrons, staff, and volunteers has proven to be decidedly more heartfelt. Throughout the year we have been asking patrons and staff to share their stories about what the library means to them. For some, it was the institution itself that made the biggest impact. Matt G., our Makerspace Specialist, wrote, "Libraries are the most excellent example of what our communities are, places where we share a little bit of what we have to be able to have something amazing together. No two people in the library will agree on everything, but we know we want to have a place where we can come together to learn, grow, and make as a community. For others, the memories made here are valued as highly as the abundant collections." Patron Lisa B. shared, "My children and I loved the library when they were little. Sometimes I arrived with a baby carrier, single or double stroller, then gradually graduated to holding hands. When these and we got home, the girls were so eager to read books together, always well it was all I could do to get them to have some lunch first. Then, we assumed our positions on the couch and dug in. Sweet memories, we all cherish these and always will." Whether respondents talked about libraries in general, library work, or their own experiences, the focus always returned to a feeling of community. Patron Jen P. told us, "I love RHPL. I have three kids ages 24, 20, and 10. We have attended book signings, story times, STEM activities, Polar Express events, book sales, speakers, and so much more. It has always been a place where we can explore, spend time on our own or in a structured activity, find books, learn, and feel connected to our community. This year has shown us how much you value the library and community, and we feel honored and humbled to have any part in what makes your hometown special. It is remarkable to see through your eyes new eras ushered in and to marvel at what has changed in a long, or impossibly short time." In the simplest sense of the word, homecoming means returning to a place that feels like home, a place you take some ownership of or pride in. A place that even though you may have left for years or decades, will always be there waiting for you to come back. Even if it looks different, the goodwill, dedication, and mission will always remain. No one word could define the library as a community more. Homecoming celebrations. To celebrate the end of our centennial year, we're throwing a party. Or three. We hope Ada will choose one to attend to help us honor the last century and usher in the next, together. Staff homecoming. Friday, October 11, 7 p.m. We're calling past and present staff and board members home to roost to celebrate, reminisce, and honor 100 years of service. Are you or do you know someone who worked or served on the board at RHPL? Please fill out our staff form online at rhpl.org/homecoming. Centennial Gala. Saturday, October 12th, 6:30 p.m. Be part of the 100 years of RHPL Club with this spectacular event. Enjoy hearty hors d'oeuvres, entertainment, an overview of RHPL history from Deborah Larson, and a special reveal of a project 100 years in the making. We will be recognizing past and present RHPL board members, unveiling renovated spaces within the library, and honoring the friends of RHPL for their contributions over the years. The first 100 registrants will have their names sealed in the time capsule. Visit rhpl.org/centennial for more information and to purchase tickets. Family Fun Open House. Sunday, October 13th, 2 p.m. Bring the whole family to our open house event for refreshments and fun. Visit rhpl.org/centennial for more information. Outreach Services. For a complete listing of all of our programs, detailed descriptions, and to register, visit calendar.rhpl.org. Registration opens 1 month in advance of the program. Questions? Call 248-650-7150 or email help@rhpl.org. Fall bookmobile schedule changes. As we continue to evaluate our bookmobile stops to better serve patrons, we are making some schedule changes this fall. Due to low attendance, we will no longer stop at S&M Market, St. Mary of the Hills Catholic Church, or West Middle School. The new stops listed below will begin September 2nd. Tuesdays, 5 to 5:30 p.m. Oak Arbor Church and Montessori School. 495 Arbor Circle, Oakland, TWP. Wednesdays, 3:30 to 4 p.m. Oaks at Hampton. 634 Dorchester Drive, Rochester Hills. Thursdays, 6:30 to 7 p.m. Deerfield Elementary. 3600 Crooks Road, Rochester Hills. For the full schedule, visit rhpl.org/bookmobiles. One-on-one tech help. Are you looking for assistance learning how to use your cell phone, tablet, or laptop? Visit rhpl.org/tech-help to set up an appointment and make sure to bring your personal device to your appointment. Introduction to MLCAT Tuesday, September 10th, 2 p.m. Conference Room A. Learn how to find titles from libraries across the state and use key features and databases available on MEL. Registration is required. Homeschool and hybrid students craft diamond stickers. Wednesday, September 11th, 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. Makerspace. Learn about the tools available in the makerspace, visit with other students, and create a diamond painted sticker to take home. Please register for only one session. Registration is required. Canopy 101 Tuesday, November 12th, 2 p.m. Conference Room A. Learn how to use Canopy to watch movies, documentaries, and TV shows for free, courtesy of your RHPL card. Registration is required. Book Clubs. Beginner L Book Club. Ms. Bixby's Last Day by John David Anderson. Wednesdays, September 4, November 20. 2:30 p.m. Conference Room B. Meet with Carrie and other English language learners to read and discuss a book in a friendly setting. This group will read easier books. If you have tried the book club before and it was too hard, this group is for you. Copies of the book will be available at the first meeting. Contact carrie.bryson@rhpl.org with questions. Registration is required. L Book Club. First Lie Wins by Ashley Elston. Thursdays, September 5, November 21. 10 to 11:30 a.m. Conference Room B. Meet with Carrie and other English language learners to read and discuss a book in a relaxed and casual setting. Copies of the book will be available in the outreach department. Contact carrie.bryson@rhpl.org with questions. Registration is required. Conversation Groups. English Matters, L Conversation Group, Tuesdays, September 10, December 10. 10 to 11:30 a.m. Thursdays, September 12, December 12. 7 to 8:30 p.m. Saturdays, September 14, December 14. 10 to 11:30 a.m. Conference Room A. Our conversation groups are a time to come together and discuss hometowns, food, hobbies, jobs, and other informal topics. Joining a group will introduce you to new friends and a great time. For further information, contact mariano.cadiz@rhpl.org. Registration is required. Asterisk: there will be no classes on November 28th and November 30th due to the Thanksgiving holiday. American Culture. Mondays, October 7th to 28th, 10 to 11:30 a.m. Conference Room A. Join Mariano for an informal group discussion. This group is open to all L students and newcomers. We will discuss and share our own experiences and observations regarding the customs and manners of American culture. For further information, contact mariano.cadiz@rhpl.org. Registration is required. Adult Programs. For a complete listing of all of our programs, detailed descriptions, and to register, visit calendar.rhpl.org or scan the QR code. Registration opens 1 month in advance of the program. Questions? Call 248-650-7130 or email help@rhpl.org. Community Partners. Rea Speaker Series. 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. The Rochester Area Youth Assistance League's Family Education Committee presents speakers relevant to Rochester community parents and caregivers. Visit our program calendar for more information. Registration is required. Thursday, September 5th, Parents Assemble. Building Self-Esteem by Harnessing Strengths and Pop Culture Interests with Linnea C., Ma, LPC, ACS. Tuesday, October 1st. Young and Vulnerable. Addressing the Risks of Social Media, Drugs, and Peer Pressure with Officer Amy Dremmer. Thursday, November 7th, Connected but Disconnected, Fostering Genuine Communication in the Age of Screens with Samantha Walters, MSW. Basic Technology Help for Seniors. Saturdays, September 7th, October 19th, November 16th, 12 to 1 p.m. Conference Room A. New to computers, smartphones, tablets, email, or Microsoft Office. Meet up with a group of patient, friendly teen volunteers who can show you the basics on your device, or on a library computer. AI Unleashed, practical tips for everyday success. Thursday, September 26th, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. From crafting the perfect birthday card to drafting emails and social media posts, learn how AI can simplify everyday tasks and become your new best tool for communication and productivity. Presented in partnership with the AAUW Rochester Branch. Registration is required. Bill Saving and Energy Assistance with DTE. Tuesday, October 8th, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Learn about the various income-based payment assistance programs designed to assist with past due account balances, information regarding current time-of-day rates, and energy efficiency tips from DTE. Representatives will be on hand to answer any questions about your service. Presented in partnership with DTE. Registration is required. IRS Tax Tools and Resources to Support Small Businesses. Tuesday, October 22nd. 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Discover the keys to small business success, from record-keeping essentials to understanding business structures. Explore resources like the IRS Small Business Self-Employed Tax Center and Business Online Account to empower entrepreneurs to thrive in today's tax landscape. Presented in partnership with the IRS. Registration is required. Local Author Fair. Saturday, November 30th, 10 a.m. 3 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Hosted by Rochester Writers, the Rochester Author Fair is an opportunity to discover local writers who are traditionally and self-published and represent many genres. No registration required. History, art and culture. Are the Roaring Twenties alive again? Fashions and foibles of the time. Tuesday, September 10th, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. This presentation will take a look at styles commonly recognized from the jazz age. Attendees will learn about the societal norms of the 1920s and how some of them are repeating now. Visuals from home life, entertainment, and fashions of the day will be presented. Registration is required. Drop genealogy help. Saturdays, September 14th, October 12th, November 9th, 2 p.m. Conference room B or virtual. Need a little help jump-starting your family research? Stop by and get tips and tricks from our volunteer genealogist, Heather. Registration is required. When Detroit played the numbers. Thursday, September 19th, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. A testament to the tenacious spirit embodied in Detroit culture and history, Dr. Felicia George reveals how numbers gambling, illegal lottery, initially an illegal enterprise, became a community resource and institution of solidarity for Black communities through times of racial disenfranchisement and labor instability. Registration is required. Ancestry Library Edition for Beginners. Saturday, September 28, 11 a.m. Conference Room A. Start your genealogy journey with Ancestry Library Edition. Learn how to use this premium online resource and discover what records are available to help you unlock your family history. Registration is required. Epic Stained Glass of Metro Detroit. Thursday, October 10th, 7 p.m. Multipurpose Room. An examination of significant stained glass installations throughout Metro Detroit, with a close look at a handful of significant makers represented and an emphasis on installations found in or close to Rochester. Registration is required. FBI 101. Wednesday, October 16th, 6 p.m. Adults and Teens. Multipurpose Room. Interested in learning more about the FBI? Join us as an employee from the FBI Detroit field office explains what they do, how to become an agent or professional staff, and what resources are available to the community. Registration is required. Concerts. 2 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Registration is required. Kelly and Daryl Roenick. Sunday, September 15th. Join Kelly and Daryl Roenick for an evening of beautiful violin and piano music from your favorite films such as Star Wars, Schindler's List, Fiddler on the Roof, and Cinema Paradiso. The Swing Syndicate. Sunday, October 6th. The Swing Syndicate Big Band serves jazz classics with a fresh, hip sound, including tunes from the Great American Songbook, Big Band Classics, Funky Blues, and Scorching Hot Swing. Jackie and Gary, Gordon Lightfoot Tribute. Sunday, November 10th. Songs and Stories of the Music of Gordon Lightfoot. Writing and Books. 50 Books in a Year. January 2024 to December 2024. Make 2024 your best reading year ever by challenging yourself to read more. Keep a log of your reading using the Beanstack app or rhpl.beanstack.org to win prizes. Extra challenge for 2024, celebrate 100 years of RHPL and unlock more prizes by reading 100 books. Registration is required. World Postcard Day. Pickup begins September 1st. World Postcard Day is October 1st. Celebrate by picking up a special RHPL postcard made with images from our local history collection. Available at the Adult Reference Desk, one per person, while supplies last. No registration required. Series Discussion, Louise Penny. Tuesday, September 10th, 10 to 11:30 a.m. Conference Room A. Discuss Louise Penny's long-running Inspector Gamache series with your fellow fans. Learn more about the author and setting, no French is required. Expect spoilers. Registration is required. A meaningful reflection, how to write an obituary. Saturday, November 9th, 1 to 3 p.m. Conference Room A. This workshop helps guide registrants through reflecting on a life well lived and writing a dedication for themselves or a loved one. Registration is required. Pop culture and games. Open board gaming. Sundays, September 8th, October 13th, November 10th, 2 to 4 p.m. Conference Room A. Calling all tabletop board gamers. Looking to play a new game or maybe meet fellow board gaming friends. We will have different games available, but feel free to bring one of your favorites from home. Sign up to be reminded the day before the event. No registration required. Jigsaw Puzzle Tournament. Saturday, September 21st, 1 p.m. Multipurpose Room. Grab some family or friends and join us for a jigsaw puzzle tournament. Teams of no more than 6 people will compete to see who can finish a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle the fastest, or who can complete the most in 3 hours. Registration is required. Know-it-all Trivia Smackdown. Monday, October 14th, 7 p.m. Main Street Billiards, Solarium Area. Know a little bit about everything? Meet up with us at Main Street Billiards, 215 South Main ST, with your team of up to 6 people and see if you have what it takes to be crowned champions. The top team will win a prize. Food and drinks available for purchase. Registration is required. Speed Friending Event. Thursday, October 17th, 6 to 8 p.m. Multipurpose Room. This event offers a relaxed atmosphere with a speed dating-like setup with no dating or romance involved. Engage in guided one-on-one conversations followed by opportunities to socialize and create crafts. Registration is required. Crafts. Open Fiber Crafting. Wednesdays, September 18th, October 16th, November 20th, 6 p.m. Ages 16 and up. Conference Room A. Tired of crafting in front of the TV or by yourself? Bring your current fiber craft project, knitting, crochet, embroidery, cross stitch, etc., to the library and work in a laid-back environment with casual discussion. Separate registration required for each date. You create. Take and make challenge. Monday, November 11, Friday, November 15. Adult reference desk or drive-up window. Pick up a mystery bag of craft and recycled materials and combine it with your own supplies to make unique art projects. Send a picture of your masterpiece to julie.kwan@rhpl.org to be featured on social media. Registration is required. Book clubs. RHPL Booked, an online book club. September 3, November 30. Join RHPL Booked, a relaxed online book club, to participate in our buddy read, Anxious People by Frederick Backman. What's a buddy read? Buddy read is an invitation-only, online book club from StoryGraph that allows you to read with others, separately. After joining the group, participants read a book at their own pace and can leave a comment during the dates of the buddy read. Their fellow readers can see and respond to their comments when they reach the same page. Don't have a StoryGraph account? Go to www.thestorygraph.com to sign up for free. Directions for accessing the buddy read via StoryGraph will be emailed after registration. Find a copy of the book at the library or download it using the Libby app. Registration is required. Books on tap. Mondays, September 9th, November 11th, 7 p.m. Main Street Billiards, VIP Room. Meet at Main Street Billiards, 215 South Main ST, for a casual book club in a relaxed setting. We'll talk about books and enjoy Main Street Billiards' delicious food and drinks. Copies of the book are available at the Adult Reference Desk upon registration. Registration is required. September 9th. Anxious People by Frederick Backman. November 11th. Under the Bridge by Rebecca Godfrey. Between the Lines, Tuesdays, September 17th, October 15th, November 19th, 2 p.m. Conference Room A. Join RHPL's lively monthly book discussion. Pick up a copy of the book at the Adult Reference Desk or download an audiobook edition using the Libby app. Registration is required. September 17th, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn by Betty Smith. October 15th, The Lone Women by Victor LaVallee. November 19th, Lady Tan's Circle of Women by Lisa C. Reading Rainbow. Mondays, September 23rd, October 28th, November 25th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Conference Room B. A book group for people interested in reading and discussing fiction, memoirs, and graphic novels that reflect the diversity of the queer experience. Copies of the book are available at the Adult Reference Desk upon registration, or online through Libby or Hoopla. Registration is required. September 23rd, The House in the Cerulean Sea by T.J. Clune. Asterisk October and November titles will be selected in September with participant input. Teen programs. For a complete listing of all of our programs, detailed descriptions, and to register, visit calendar.rhpl.org or scan the QR code. Registration opens 1 month in advance of the program. Questions? Call 248-650-7130 or email help@rhpl.org. Monthly programs. Wednesdays, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Email teen@rhpl.org for more information. Video game evening. September 4th, October 2nd, November 6th. Multipurpose room / conference room A. Teen Advisory Board, tab. September 11th, October 9th, November 13th. Conference Room A. RHPL Players Guild, RPG. September 25th, October 23rd, November 27th. Conference Room A. Basic Technology Help for Seniors. Saturdays, September 7th, October 19th, November 16th, 12 to 1 p.m. Conference Room A. Interested in earning community service hours for NHS or Key Club? Contact the teen librarian at teen@rhpl.org to volunteer. College Essay Writing Sessions. Wednesdays, September 18th, October 16th, November 20th, 7-8:30 p.m. Conference Room A. Writer and editor Heather Labbe will be on hand to help with brainstorming, revising, and editing your work. For best results, attend each workshop session to get through each step of the writing process. Registration is required. FBI 101. Wednesday, October 16th, 6 p.m. Adults and teens. Multipurpose room. Interested in learning more about the FBI? Join us as an employee from the FBI Detroit field office explains what they do, how to become an agent or professional staff, and what resources are available to the community. Registration is required. 100 Stories Project 100 Stories Project. Help RHPL commemorate its 100th anniversary by adding your thoughts to our story exchange. Pick up the phone in our lobby or call 248-650-0400 from home and respond to the prompts below or share a library story. Your message will be archived and become a part of RHPL history. Strong and silent type? Check out or place a hold on one of our centennial journals to leave your thoughts in writing. What would you want to tell someone from 1924 about the library today? What do you think the library will look like 100 years from now? Tell us about your favorite library memory or interaction. I would like to say that, to someone in the past, that now it is a lot more welcoming at the library, there's a lot more for younger children. Library Patron. Makerspace Programs. For a complete listing of all of our programs, detailed descriptions, and to register, visit Makerspace Programs for a complete listing of all of our programs, detailed descriptions, and to register. Visit calendar.rhpl.org or scan the QR code. Registration opens 1 month in advance of the program. Questions? Call 248-650-7131 or email help@rhpl.org. Electrical Soldering Intro. Wednesday, September 25, 6 to 8 p.m. Adults only, ages 18 and up. Makerspace. Learn some basic skills in soldering electronics as we assemble a small circuit board. This program requires a lot of dexterity as we will be manipulating small pieces. Please note, this session will begin promptly at 6 p.m. Registration is required. Makerspace Sessions. Please register for only one session for each program. Duplicate registrations will be cancelled. Diamond Painting. Session 1, Wednesday, September 4, 6 to 7 p.m. Ages 8 and up. Makerspace. Session 2, Wednesday, September 4, 7 to 8 p.m. Ages 8 and up. Makerspace. Join us in the Makerspace to create some diamond painting stickers. These are paint-by-numbers stickers, but instead of paint, we'll use bedazzling gems. Please note, sessions will begin promptly at 6 or 7 p.m. Registration is required. Paper Stitching String Art. Session 1, Wednesday, September 18, 6 to 7 p.m. Adults only, ages 18 and up. Makerspace. Session 2, Wednesday, September 18, 7 to 8 p.m. Adults only, ages 18 and up. Makerspace. Create string art using cardstock. You will create art using only string and holes in cardstock. Please note, sessions will begin promptly at 6 or 7 p.m. Registration is required. Catching the Crafting Bug. An Introduction to Creative Bug and the Makerspace. Session 1, Wednesday, October 2, 6 to 7 p.m. Ages 8 and up. Makerspace. Session 2, Wednesday, October 2, 7 to 8 p.m. Ages 8 and up. Makerspace. This program will highlight the various digital resources available through RHPL related to arts and crafts, such as Creative Bug and Hobbies and Crafts Source, and features of the Makerspace related to paper crafts, such as the Cricut Smart Cutter. Please note, sessions will begin promptly at 6 or 7 p.m. Registration is required. Halloween Origami. Session 1, Wednesday, October 16, 6 to 7 p.m. Ages 8 and up. Makerspace. Session 2, Wednesday, October 16, 7 to 8 p.m. Ages 8 and up. Makerspace. Make a few different origami Halloween crafts. Please note, sessions will begin promptly at 6 or 7 p.m. Registration is required. Coloring for Grown UPS. Session 1, Wednesday, November 6, 6 to 7 p.m. Adults only, ages 18 and up. Makerspace. Session 2, Wednesday, November 6, 7 to 8 p.m. Adults only, ages 18 and up. Makerspace. Need to just sit and color? Join us for an adults-only stress-relieving coloring event. Please note, sessions will begin promptly at 6 or 7 p.m. Registration is required. Youth Programs. For a complete listing of all of our programs, detailed descriptions, and to register, visit calendar.rhpl.org or scan the QR code. Registration opens 1 week in advance of the program. Questions? Call 248-650-7140 or email help@rhpl.org. Authors in April kickoff. Wednesday, September 4, 7 p.m. All ages. Multipurpose room. Join us to celebrate the Authors in April kickoff and discover who has been named the mystery author. The public is welcome to attend. No registration required. Fall Story Time Session I. Fall Story Time Session I will begin on Monday, September 16, and continue for 5 weeks. Registration begins on Monday, September 9th at 9 a.m. There are many different groups offered during this session. Detailed descriptions and registration information on each group can be found online at calendar.rhpl.org. Registration is required. Outdoor scavenger hunt. September 9th to 22nd, all day. All ages. Come and see if you can find what's hiding outside the library. If you're successful, you can claim a cute reward. Stop by the youth reference desk for directions. No registration required. Pause for reading. Wednesdays, September 11th, 25, October 9th, 23, November 13th, 6:30 p.m. Ages 4 and up. Youth room. Practice your reading with a therapy dog. Registration is required. Flip spot gymnastics obstacle course. Saturday, September 14th, 11 a.m. Ages 4 to 12. West Lawn. Test your physical fitness skills on the flip spot obstacle course. Registration is required. Evening family story time. Mondays, September 16th, October 7th, November 11th, 7 p.m. All ages. Story room. Join Miss Kim for a special monthly themed story time and project for the whole family. Separate registration required for each date. Lego Trademark Club. Tuesdays, September 17th, October 15th, November 19th, 6 p.m. Ages 4 to 12. Multipurpose Room. This Lego Trademark Club is open for all enthusiasts who love building. Bricks are supplied by the library, please leave yours at home. Separate registration required for each date. Wild Robot Party. Tuesday, September 24th, 6 p.m. Ages 7 to 12. Multipurpose Room. Join us for crafts and activities based on the Wild Robot book series. Registration is required. Tween Book Club. Wednesdays, September 25th, October 23rd, November 20th, 6 p.m. Ages 9 to 12. Story Room. Join our new Tween Book Club. Talk about books, eat snacks, and play a game. Pick up books at the Youth Services desk 1 month in advance of the meeting. Registration is required. September 25th, New Kid by Jerry Craft. October 23rd, Moo by Sharon Creech. November 20th, Trouble Town by Stefan Pastis. Family Tailgate. Saturday, September 28th, 11 a.m. All ages. Multipurpose Room. Join us for a sports-themed extravaganza designed especially for the entire family. Wear your favorite team gear and enjoy some light refreshments and fun activities. Registration is required. Pet Vet Clinic. Saturday, October 5th, 11 a.m. Ages 3 to 10. Story Room. You're the veterinarian today. Bring your favorite stuffed animal to the library for a checkup. Registration is required. Halloween Party. Saturday, October 19th, 11 a.m. Ages birth 12. Multipurpose Room. Spooky season is here. Come in your costume for some dancing, cider, and donuts, and a costume contest. Registration is required. Show and tell at the library. Monday, October 21st, 6 p.m. Ages 6 to 11. Story Room. Bring a few of your favorite books and toys for a show and tell at the library. Snacks and drinks provided. Registration is required. Movie night and stuffed animal sleepover. Thursday, October 24th, 6 p.m. Ages 4 to 7. Multipurpose Room. It's time for a stuffy sleepover. We'll start with a movie night for the kids and stuffed animals, and then everyone's stuffed animals will stay overnight to explore the library and have a sleepover. Snacks and drinks provided. Registration is required. Fall Story Time Session 2. Fall Story Time Session 2 will begin on Monday, November 11th, and continue for 5 weeks. Registration begins on Monday, November 4th at 9 a.m. There are many different groups offered during this session. Detailed descriptions and registration information on each group can be found online at calendar.rhpl.org. Registration is required. DINOVEMBER. November 1st to 30th. All day. All ages. Youth Room. Join us as we have an epic celebration of dinosaurs in November. We will have worksheets, games, and more in the Youth Room all month long. No registration required. Create a dinosaur dinorama. Saturday, November 9th, 11 a.m. Ages 6 to 12. Story Room. Step into the prehistoric world as you create a dinosaur diorama. Registration is required. DINOVEMBER Party. Monday, November 25th, 6 p.m. All ages. Multipurpose Room. Come celebrate the finale of DINOVEMBER. Join us for fun dino-themed activities, compete in our costume contest, and more. Snacks and drinks provided. No registration required. Turkey Book. Monday, November 11th. Ages 5 to 12. Take and make. Take an old book and make it into a gobble-rific turkey. Registration is required. Parent-Child Workshop. Tuesdays, November 12th, 19, 26, December 3rd, 10, 10 a.m. Ages 1 to 3. Multipurpose Room. A 5-week toddler playgroup where families can play, relax, make friends, and talk one-on-one with specialists on child development. Registration is required. Battle of the Books Kickoff. Wednesday, November 13th, 6 p.m. Grade 5 and Caregivers. Multipurpose Room. Discover this year's 12 battle titles. Battle of the Books is a reading competition for all 5th graders who are residents of Rochester, Rochester Hills, or Oakland Township. Students form their own team of 3 to 5, then read the assigned list of books as a team and battle in March, answer questions about the books. The kickoff will be recorded if you are unable to attend. No registration required. Julianne Morian, Library Director. Julianne.Morian@rhpl.org. General 248-656-2900. Adult 650-7130. Youth 650-7140. Outreach/Bookmobile 650-7150. TDD 650-7153. Hours 650-7170. Item Renewal 650-7174. Friends Membership 650-7160. Friends Events 650-7176. Friends Book Sale 650-7178. Friends Gift Shop 650-7179. Registration and Library Card Information. Many programs require registration with an active RHPL card unless otherwise noted. To apply for an RHPL card, visit rhpl.org/get-a-library-card. Library Board. Melinda Deal, President. Bob. Bob Bonham, Vice President. Ann Cucker, Secretary. Madge Lawson, Treasurer. Julianne Ray, Trustee. Harper West, Trustee. Oakland Township Liaison, Michael Tyler. City of Rochester Liaison, Lauren Coleman. The Library Board meets monthly on the second Tuesday. Meetings are open to the public. Reasonable auxiliary aids and services are available. News and Views Staff. Betsy Rachkowski, Editor. Michelle Diamond, Layout Design. Contributors, Brittany Christoffel, Mary Davis, Rebecca Lafave, Wendy Lehman, Allison Sartwell, Amalia Weber.